welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle sea breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler, with mild temperatures making it comfortable to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has struck Beirut's Dahiya district. This comes in response to Hezbollah attacks. Some 110 Israelis in the Upper Galilee were sent to bomb shelters earlier today. That report comes from JNS. Also, earlier today, Israel announced the killing of a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attack. The military identified Sakhr Abu Karim as a commander in the elite Nukba force. He led a raid on the Kisufim area, where 20 people were killed. That's according to the Times of Israel. Also this hour, a deadly terror shooting leaves towns shaken and under lockdown. An Israeli Arab attacker killed one and wounded five in a shooting spree across several locations. This forced nearby communities into a lockdown for more than 2 hours. Ynet reported this earlier today. Separately, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. The Iranian proxy group refuses to comply with the agreement. This story was reported by JTA through the Forward. And finally, earlier today, Israeli operations in southern Lebanon uncovered a massive underground infrastructure. Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed this finding. The news was reported by Al Arabiya English. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya reported just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the discovery of a vast underground infrastructure in southern Lebanon. Isaac Herzog, president of Israel, expressed his shock earlier today about the terror attack in the Sharon region. He praised the security forces for their courage and resolve in protecting Israeli citizens. Raylan Givens, an online commentator, shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu opened the cabinet meeting by affirming Israel's stance against Hezbollah attacks on Israeli territory. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike on Beirut, the attack targeted Hezbollah's stronghold in Dahiya. It was a direct response to the group's recent assaults on Israel. JNS reports that this escalation follows days of heightened tensions along the northern border. Civilians in the Upper Galilee find themselves on high alert once more. Turning to Gaza, the killing of Sakhr Abu Karim marks a significant blow to Hamas leadership. The Times of Israel details how he orchestrated the deadly raid in October. This move underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas's operational capabilities. The impact on regional security remains uncertain as tensions persist. Meanwhile, the terror attack in the Sharon region has sent shockwaves through local communities. Ynet describes the scene as towns went into lockdown, with schools break time slashed, and businesses shuttered. The attacker was eventually neutralized, but the incident raises concerns over internal security threats. Residents remain on edge as investigations continue. On the diplomatic front, Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire deal complicates peace efforts. The Forward reports that the U.S.-brokered agreement aimed to ease hostilities between Lebanon and Israel. Hezbollah's stance threatens to prolong the conflict, affecting regional stability and humanitarian conditions. And finally, in southern Lebanon, Israeli forces discovered a complex network of tunnels. This revelation, shared by Al Arabiya, highlights the strategic depth of Hezbollah's infrastructure. The finding could influence future military and diplomatic strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, a businessman repaid 300 million shekels to creditors using drone technology. Tomer Avnon rebuilt his security empire after facing massive debts. Walla Business reports that he now warns of potential threats from Hezbollah. Separately, recent real estate deals highlight activity in various Israeli cities. Properties in Herzliya, Modi'in, and other locations have seen transactions. This update comes from Globes. And finally, an AI startup faces shutdown by Israel's Bar Association. Lofrayer, known for fighting traffic fines, must cease operations within 72 hours. Kitech reports the platform is accused of practicing law without a license. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.